There still is time for you to pack a box online for Operation Christmas Child. Go to packabox.ca. Here's Damaris. She received a box so many years ago in Romania.
I was about 9 years old when I received my golden box in Romania.
Okay, I'd love to hear more about that.
My dad told us that there's going to be a celebration at church, and we were invited all to go there because it was the biggest building in the city. And all of a sudden, we were given these beautiful wrapped boxes, and it was given a golden box. And I was so excited about it. And this box literally rocked my world twice.
Now, I'm remembering your story a bit, Damaris. Was there something about you saw a box coming and you hoping that would be the one for you and somehow it got switched at the last minute or something like that?
Yes, that's right. I saw the boxes coming, so then I just mentally calculated which one would be mine. So the one that was coming towards me was a pink and sparkly box, and I wanted it, that one, and it ended up being mine. But then my friend wanted the same box, so I decided to trade with her. And I was a little sad, but only for a moment, because when I went outside to find a quiet spot to just open and enjoy my box, the box that I traded, the golden box, it was exactly meant for me. It was as if someone knew me and packed that box that was meant to be mine.
What items do you recall that were inside that box?
There were a lot of girly items, and like I said, everything was as if someone knew exactly what I wanted. But my most special item, which I still have to this day, is a journal. And that journal was very special to me because I had always wanted a journal, and I didn't even know that such a thing existed. This journal had a locket on it, and it has flowers, and it was, you know, a very special thing for me. And also in the box, the family had put a picture and wrote a message that it's still dear to my heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, from John 3:16. And I wanted to memorize the verse, and I couldn't because of the English. So all I did was pick the key words, and that verse became "Love gives to me." For God so loved the world that he gave. So I took those two words, and I said "Love gives." And that's when I realized that that's what love does. It gives.
Man, that is just incredible. How many years ago was that, Damaris?
Do you want to know how old I am?
I wasn't going that direction. I was just curious how long ago it was. But if you don't feel comfortable asking, that's okay.
No, it's 20-something years ago.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Now, can you tell me what life was like? Because these shoeboxes are handed out to kids in countries where there's some sort of unrest or there's poverty. So tell me about the backdrop of your life, Damaris.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about that time then. The situation in Romania is much different now, but when I received my shoebox, Romania was just coming out of being a communist country. So I don't remember as much. We weren't as poor as some children in Senegal now in 2014, but my parents could not afford to give us, you know, these kind of gifts, you know, a journal and those things. We had the necessities, not the extras. So when we received a colorful gift in that dull world, you know, it was just a way of God saying, you know, I care for you and this gift is for you.
For a family right now that's saying, you know, is it going to make that big of a difference if we pack a box for Operation Christmas Child? How would you respond to that?
Oh, definitely. Actually, I had a privilege to travel to Senegal last year in September, and this way to be on the giving end for the shoeboxes. And I came back with a lot of those stories that attest that my story is true, and I saw that poverty really speaks the same language. And my story has a happy ending right now because I'm here in Canada and I can pack shoe boxes, but there's still kids in poverty. And even if it seems like a little gift for us, it makes such a huge impact because it sends the message that I care and I love you. And this is what love does. It gives.
Yeah, that's great. I love that analogy. It just simplifies it so much. Was when you were distributing or helping to distribute the shoe boxes in Senegal, was there a child that you really connected with that just comes to the forefront of your mind when you recall that time?
Yes, I am so glad you asked that. I have three children, so they each got to pack one shoe box for a child their age, and I got to deliver them. And but one dearest to my heart was my four-year-old that was given my daughter's shoebox. At that moment, as I was sitting in front of her, I felt two worlds clashing in the same moment. I could think of my daughter at home in her pink and princessy room and see this child sleeping on the floor in her, you know, in her need. And I just felt that moment, you know, coming together, and I just cannot tell you. My heart melted, and I just wish many people could see that. And it was just an amazing, amazing moment that I will always cherish.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions what to pack in a shoebox?
I would say just make it personal. And I feel when someone packed my shoebox, they really wrote my story. And this is what I want to encourage, you know, when we pack a shoebox, let's write the next story. And if you love Legos, then put Legos and just include a part of you, a verse or a picture or the family, so that those children have something to hang on for many, many years to come. The possibilities are really endless. There's a lot of items that can be included, of course, you know, if they're safe. But my kids love putting stuffies and teddy bears and puzzles and the colorings and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the reactions of the kids when you saw them open up their box?
We've seen from, you know, kids jumping up and down and screaming and the ones that couldn't wait to open their box. But we've also seen motionless expressions and quiet people that did just like I did, wanted to find a quiet spot to just go open their shoebox. And I wonder if they felt like I did, too speechless, too awestruck, you know, so to speak, not knowing what that would mean or what they would have to do in order to earn that shoebox, you know, because those, some children come from really distressing situations and they probably feel like, you know, what would you want me to do now to receive this shoebox? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And they get a pamphlet inside that invites them separately to a different event called The Greatest Journey. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Oh, yes. That was a special event I was able to take a part of. Actually, a graduation of that, The Greatest Journey discipleship program. So basically, every shoebox is given, we're obviously, if it's culturally appropriate and if it's allowed, that booklet is translated in over 130 languages. So they will get this booklet and they're invited to come to a 12-week program. And they learn about Jesus. And this is where transformation happens. You know, a gift is great. The shoebox is great. But then the message that it sends, it's unbelievable. So for those children, that's valuable because some of them don't even have a birth certificate or anything with their name on it. So enabled to receive this diploma with their name after they graduate, that's amazing for them, you know. It's, and they make a great deal about it. So when they graduate, they have the celebration and their families are there And it's just great to see that.
You can still pack a box online. Go to packabox.ca. That's packabox.ca.